Live from KQED News, I'm Alex Hall. One of California's top Democrats says he expects a strong performance from President Biden tonight when he faces off against former President Trump in the year's first debate. KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos reports.
Speaking to KQED's Political Breakdown podcast, U.S. Senator Alex Padilla made a prediction.
President Biden's going to bring it tonight.
Padilla says the presidential race has been relatively static, and the debate presents Biden an opportunity to change the dynamic.
President Biden is running on a tremendous record for the last 3.5 years. He's going to tout some accomplishments and really show how his continued leadership is vastly better for the country than a return to chaos and a return to divisiveness.
And Padilla says Biden needs to hold Trump accountable on abortion, something the senator says the former president, quote, owns. I'm Marisa Lagos, KQED News.
The Biden administration is seeking to suppress a report looking into longstanding sexual abuse at an East Bay federal women's prison and its abrupt closure. KQED's Sydney Johnson reports.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons shut FCI Dublin down this spring, shortly after a judge appointed a special master to investigate the prison's history of sexual abuse and retaliation. The special master's report hasn't been released yet, but the feds are already saying that it's flawed and invalid and violates the Prison Litigation Reform Act. They want to keep it hidden from the public, according to court filings. FCI Dublin faces nearly 60 lawsuits over sexual assault and retaliation, including a class action lawsuit on behalf of the 600 women who lived there at the time it shut down. Prison officials are asking the judge to dismiss the class action suit. I'm Sydney Johnson, KQED News.
Residents attending San Francisco Pride this weekend can expect to see lots of police, both at the parade and at other events. That's according to Police Chief Bill Scott, who said today that officers will be deployed throughout the city.
We always have to be ready for anything and everything when it comes to threats, when it comes to protecting the public and making sure that people have a safe Pride event.
In early May, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued a public service announcement warning about a heightened risk of threats to Pride Month celebrations throughout the country. Scott says the department is not aware of any specific threats in San Francisco. San Mateo County is offering masks and other protective equipment to farm workers to prevent the spread of avian flu. That's part of a one-time distribution from the California Department of Public Health. Avian flu has spread through dairy herds in some parts of the U.S., as well as wild and domesticated birds, and at least 3 people. Preston Merchant is a San Mateo County Health spokesperson. He says there are only a handful of poultry and cattle farms in the country, and the impact from the avian flu has been minimal.
The PPE that's available is a 30-day supply for all of their workers. So it's consistent with the risk now. That is, it's a just-in-case measure.
Farms have until July 9th to order the protective gear from the county. And the NBA draft is over, and the Golden State Warriors chose nobody. They traded their only pick for this year, number 52, in the second round to Oklahoma City in exchange for guard Lindy Waters. I'm Alex Hall, KQED News.